Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Faking It, Artificial Intelligence in a Human World, written by and read by Toby Walsh. We all make mistakes. Some of them are spectacular. In 1999, Larry Page and Sergey Brin offered to sell the Google search engine to the CEO of Excite.com for a modest $1 million. Even reducing the price to $750,000 didn't entice him to buy. Today, Google, or rather the Leviathan, whimsically named Alphabet, into which Google has morphed, is worth north of $1 trillion, despite the market downturn on technology stocks. That's over a million times the 1999 asking price. It's fair to say that turning down Page and Brin's offer was a spectacularly costly mistake. Scientists also make mistakes. We can be, and indeed often are, very wrong. We're only human, after all. But the beauty of science is that it's self-correcting. Mistakes will be identified and corrected. Indeed, the history of science is a long procession of mistakes being corrected. Don't forget that we once thought that a cannonball fell faster than a feather, that the sun orbited the earth, and that the earth itself was flat. All of this was wrong. For a long time, I thought that one of the biggest mistakes we had made in my particular area of science, artificial intelligence, was calling it artificial intelligence. As I'll explain in more detail, AI is a spectacularly poor choice for a name. It has, for example, been a source of considerable misunderstanding, even ridicule. Why would anyone call a serious scientific field something as ridiculous as artificial intelligence? Artificial means made by humans as opposed to occurring naturally. But it also means a copy, an imitation, or a sham. And it's that second meaning that I shall argue is especially relevant to AI. Artificial intelligence today is often about faking human intelligence. And this fakery isn't a modern phenomenon. It can be traced back to the very beginning of the field. It's one of AI's original sins. And we'll meet another in the next chapter. Four decades ago, at the start of my research career, if I told someone I worked in AI, they often assumed I meant artificial insemination. And in the rare situation that they knew about my type of AI, artificial intelligence, not artificial insemination, they might have joked about the robots taking over and then nervously shifted the conversation back to the weather. The problems with the